You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Good evening and welcome to The Pulse. Today we will be discussing hate crime in the UK in light of National Hate Crime Awareness Week. A relatively new movement that first began in 2012, Hate Crime National Awareness Week has grown in support and presence over the past 5 years. The organisation itself only started in 1995, so it's a relatively young organisation, as a service for victims of racial harassment. So in light of that, today we'll be discussing the difficulties in defining hate crime. What do we mean by the term hate crime? Many of us, including officials, don't actually know. We'll also be discussing reports that the UK has seen a spike in hate crimes of a racial nature after the Brexit vote. But first, just going to introduce everyone on the panel today. Joining me, Bessie F. Grove, on The Pulse today, we have Emily Rosevere, who is a member of Nottingham Citizens, and she is joined by Umu Lamina, who is also a member of the Nottingham Citizens. We have Callum Southern, who was the administrative assistant for the EU Remain campaign, and I think you yourself experienced various levels of hate crime. Mm-hmm. And we also have it's your first Pulse of the Day. We have Pasha Ahmed, and she will be discussing the results of the interview she conducted at the university. But first, I think if we go over to you, Emily and Umu, and if you could discuss the work that Nottingham Citizens has been doing on national hate crime and the surveys you've been carrying out.
Yeah, so Nottingham Citizens, for those who don't know, is an alliance of community organisations. This includes faith groups, education, trade unions and third sector, working for the common good. In 2014, Nottingham Citizens, through surveys such as what we're going to talk about today, got a post in City Council and police for dedicated hate crime officers. And Nottingham was the first place in the UK to recognise misogyny as a hate crime.
Now, it's interesting you've mentioned misogyny there, because what I have with me is the official definition of hate crime provided by the Crown Prosecution Service. And they define it as any incident based on someone's prejudice towards them because of their race, religion, sexual orientation, disability, or because they are transgender. Now, in this definition, there's actually no mention that it could be of a sexist nature. Why do you think Nottingham has decided to go against what is the national stance?
Mm-hmm. I think specifically there's been quite a big campaign from the Women's Centre in Nottingham. And so they've actually campaigned with Nottingham Citizens to ensure that misogyny is recognised as a hate crime, as well as with the Nottingham Police Constable.
I think it's also a problem with culture today, where I think the rest of the UK is potentially catching up with, you know, comments such as, oh, but she was dressed like that, or, you know, these students going into town and they put it upon themselves, and kind of a change like this in Nottingham is trying to change that culture.
But where do we draw the line if we are including, for example, are we including sexist comments would therefore be considered a form of hate crime? Would a wolf whistle in that way be considered a sort of hate crime? Could a woman therefore in Nottingham potentially prosecute a man for wolf whistling her?
I think you do have to draw a line and make a difference between incidents and crimes. But what I think is really important is that people don't feel afraid to speak out. I think if, you know, one of the biggest things of this law and this change is that women shouldn't feel that they brought it upon themselves, that even if they think it was a little incident, we all get together and say something, then we can make a change.
I think that's really good that you brought that up, because a massive part of the National Hate Crime Awareness Week in the UK has been encouraging people to step forward. And several police forces, including the Nottingham Police Force and the Surrey Police Force, have come forward on their social media, have been saying this is all about raising awareness so that you know what you might have thought was a passaway comment could potentially be a crime. And actually today, Pasha, you went out and interviewed Nottingham students. We just went out, asked random people on what they define as hate crime. And it's quite interesting, there's quite a varied responses. A lot of people said you can't really define it.
How would you define hate crime?
I would define hate crime as basically a fear, mm-hmm. Generated by, racism, sexism. That's what hate crime entails, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I would say it's a fear of the unknown and really finding a scapegoat to blame victims.
Yeah, definitely. You see it a little bit around the streets. You see it a lot on Facebook. Around Nottingham, though, I've not seen much. but it's quite a good city.
Would you say, not as in Nottingham, just specifically in Nottingham, but would you say hate crime is a huge social issue as in the UK as a whole?
Around the UK, I think it's still a problem because you still see instances of it happening. But compared to other countries, I think we're pretty good, but we've still got a long way to go.
I don't know that much about hate crimes. They're not very nice, obviously. I don't think people should hate on people just because of their race or religion or some part of their identity. There's no reason to hate someone or perpetrate abuse against.
Would you say that's what hate crime is? So how would you actually define it?
Targeting people because of their race or gender or, you know, sexuality. It's like a bullying on a heightened scale.
Would you say that this is a huge issue in the UK today?
I think definitely around the Brexit vote and the rise of UKIP, there was a lot of anti-immigrant, kind of anti-white, not anti-white, the opposite of that, people being racist towards people who weren't white, and just bigoted behaviour.
How would you define hate crime?
It's just when someone says, bad insulting stuff about your religion, your race.
Would you say it's a big issue, a social issue in the UK today?
I think it's gotten worse after Trump. Before, I don't think people were... I don't know, maybe I didn't notice it much before Trump, but now it's getting, way worse. You see it happening more, you hear more about it, especially because when you wear a hijab, it's much more,
Yeah, I completely understand. Would you say that you've ever had any experiences, unfortunate experiences, with this issue?
Back in year 10, there were some kids... it was just an argument that I got dragged into. And they just decided to team up against me, and they were like, oh, you caused 9/11, stuff like that. Just that I wipe mass with the Quran, just go back to your own country, I don't speak your language, stuff like that.
So how would you define hate crime?
I mean, in terms of the definition, I think it's just something that... I can't exactly get a definition, but I do definitely think it's an issue in the UK today, and I just feel like more people need to address it and more people need to tackle this issue. I think it's something we talk about in our generation a lot, but no one really comes together and does anything about it.
Yeah.
Especially people who are in the government and people who are in the media. It's just something that people like to talk about and not do anything.
Would you say that you've had any unfortunate experiences with hate crime?
Yes, you could say that. It was when I was little. So I lived in Kent, which is... My school was mostly an English school. Mm. And on the playground, someone pulled my headscarf off. I used to wear the little ones that you just pull over your head. And, I was little, but it's still...
Yeah.
Okay, so hate crime, this is just what comes to me, first thing in my mind, but hate crime is, I think it's when you just, it's violence towards someone without any kind of logical, justified, judgment on it.
Or reason behind.
For no particular reason.
So
or it could be on, a biased reason towards it.
So almost as if when you hate somebody, it's irrational.
Yeah.
It's based on fear. Mm-hmm. Hate crime in the UK or hate crime around the world, even if you wanted to go that far, it's not based on any cohesive thought or judgment on a person. You're just eliciting a certain negative feeling towards somebody that's done you absolutely no wrong. Mm-hmm. It's a person on the street you just hate for no reason whatsoever, and you act on it. Mm-hmm. You act on it in a irrational manner. You hate, you yell at them, you cuss at them, you can be violent towards them. It's a form of discrimination.
Yeah.
And in the UK, I think there are certain parts that are a lot more tolerant than others, and that's probably reflective of the communities that are based. So, for example, certain areas of London, are ethnically mixed, and those people get on with each other regardless of whether they're African, Pakistani, Indians, whatever. And there are other areas, countries usually, you'd assume, are a lot more hateful.
So would you say in the UK, it's not exactly a nationwide thing, but it could be a north-south divide?
I'm from the south.
Yeah.
So
I would say that in the South, there are a lot more, it's a lot more multicultural, I think, in the South, which means people are a lot more accustomed to seeing.
Yeah, so would you say it makes, if people are exposed to different backgrounds, people with different backgrounds, and there's more diversity?
I think there's a difference also in the way you hate somebody, like a hate crime kind of thing. So I think if you go down South, right, I'm from a conservative town, it's not, no one's going to cuss at you on the street, no one's going to hit you or do that kind of thing. It's the discrimination or the hate that you'd face is almost a political kind of one, or a job sort of one where you're like disadvantaged or whatever. And here up north, or I think a lot more verbally, physically aggressive. So I think there's also a difference of hate, the way you express it, at least.
Basically, I'm looking for a definition of hate crime. Would you say that there is an exact definition?
I don't think there's an exact definition, but I think it varies from person to person. Like, one of my friends, she had gone out for a party like 3 days ago, and she's from Hong Kong, and she was on her way back to the university, and people on the road started screaming, I eat doggy, yummy, yummy, because she looks Chinese.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just a way of bringing people down. It was like, your insecurities are loud. And I think it's really sad it still exists, because we're supposed to be like advanced and understanding, and we're supposed to be the most civilized animals, and I don't really think we are.
First thing that I think is quite shocking is the amount of people that did have personal experiences, and we weren't looking for anyone in particular, it was just people passing by. So for those of you that think that hate crime isn't a problem in Nottingham or in the UK, or that it's not affected by young people, or that it's restricted to a certain culture, gender or generation, I think that just goes to show the amount, the sheer amount of people. We are a very international university, that has to be said, but the sheer amount of people that had, out of 10 people, about half of them had a personal experience that they wanted to share. Listening to that clip, there was also quite a few raised eyebrows towards the end when they were discussing the North. One person we interviewed said, had implied that in the South we have more of a culture where we might not physically abuse someone or say something out loud, but it'll be done in a much more subtle way. Maybe the way you're treated in a shop will be slightly differently, you find yourself getting less opportunities. Everyone knows that there's a most people know there's a massive problem with racial discrimination that's institutionalized in the UK, the same with sexual discrimination. Whereas in the North, it was implied that people are much more, well, they're much more obvious with their, with the kind of abuse they show. Would anyone want to comment on that, whether they agree, disagree?
The thing we have to remember about the North-South divide is there's always been this big debate over it. I mean, if you consider places like Birmingham, Manchester, kind of your big city areas where there are large immigrant populations, you don't tend to, it's like most parts of the South, I'd suggest. But if you go into more, you know, rural parts of perhaps Yorkshire, Lancashire, where there aren't large numbers of immigrants and large number of families who've, you know, settled here either recently or long term, I think sometimes that abuse can be more obvious. I mean, there's, you know, you only have to see, you know, cases recently, like, you know, people being arrested for far right activity in places like Derbyshire and Northamptonshire, and, you know, other parts of what we'd consider the North. I wouldn't say Northamptonshire's the North, but places like Derbyshire and South Yorkshire is definitely what people would consider the North, and that's quite frightening that kind of activity is happening there. And
I think as personally someone who's from London, so South, I think it would be sort of not necessarily wrong, but we should be wary of painting like London and places like that with the same brush as like everyone. It's a multicultural area, and people don't necessarily experience as much hate crime as other areas in the UK, because again, even in multicultural areas, we do have certain specific communities where you'd go to one area and it's predominantly of a certain, maybe for example using race as an example, of a predominantly of a certain races in that area, or like from a specific background, nationality. So in that sense, people can still experience hate crime, and then stretching it out into wards like sexuality as well, and people still experience that across the UK. It's not necessarily a North-South divide, the hate crime.
Now, on the line, I should have Ibi, who is a member of URN. He's also a member of the University of Nottingham, and I think he's going to discuss with us some of his personal experiences and his views on hate crime, not just here in Nottingham, but in the UK. Ibi, are you with us?
Hello. Hi.
How are you? I hope you're feeling
good,
better.
Thank you. Thank you.
So basically, I was wondering if you would care to share with us any of your personal experiences and how you feel the state of hate crime has changed in recent years and in recent months even in the UK.
I think the biggest rise has really been since Brexit, because what was rather frightening was seeing how many people who were kind of noticeably international were being targeted by it, which was quite sad, and in many ways quite ironic given the actual scope of the Brexit vote. I was jeered at several times after Brexit had gone through, and in the weeks immediately after the vote, I was actually spat at on
the street,
on the bus, actually, in the middle of the day, because someone was just basically yelling "Go back home." I distinctly also remember having to calmly talk to someone who was kind of yelling at me in the middle of a Tesco, and just saying, "Well, actually, I'm from Asia, and Brexit has no impact on my immigration status whatsoever." It ended up making him a bit more frustrated.
I'm amazed that you managed to stay so calm. I mean, that must have felt. In a country where you've lived in the UK for how long, Ibi?
I have been here for 7 years.
7 years. And for that kind of reaction to happen, how did that make you feel?
I'll be very honest. I was actually bracing myself for something like that to happen.
You were expecting it?
Yeah. I think what a lot of people are very fortunate to sometimes not realise is that although the UK is certainly visibly better than places like the US, for example, it's by no means a perfect society, and for a lot of us who are visibly different, I mean, I'm of a different ethnicity, I'm quite comfortable in my queerness sometimes, so you know, I'm comfortable wearing makeup outdoors on several occasions, and because of a lot of that, you actually do get targeted a lot more than you would probably expect. So you mentioned me being here for 7 years. If anything, being here for 7 years actually made me a bit more prepared to face something like that.
Sorry to cut you in, but beforehand, so after the Brexit vote, I'm imagining this wasn't the first time you'd experienced a form of hate crime or this sort of, I'm going to say use the word assault because I can't think of any other way to describe it.
I have experienced it before. I've kind of experienced it scratched about for a few different reasons. Every time there's been a terrorist attack somewhere major that has been carried out by a person of colour or by a Muslim, I have noticed there's been a spike, and I myself have been on the receiving end of a lot of harassment. There have been times where I've gone on nights out in Nottingham in wearing makeup or wearing something that was kind of very rainbow and therefore LGBTQ, and I've been on the receiving end of hate crime then as well. So I've been on the receiving end on it before, but I do think that since Brexit, it's spiked up a lot more, and I was kind of preparing for that kind of massive backlash.
According to various reports and Home Office figures, hate crimes motivated by race or religion spiked by 41% following the EU referendum. Race was deemed to be the motivating factor in nearly 8% of the recorded hate crime incidents, and that is a total of 62,685 incidents in a year. And sexual orientation was the second highest factor, followed by religious hate crime, which was at 7% of all hate crime. So I think the first question I'd like to ask to the group is anyone surprised that hate crime spiked after Brexit?
I mean, no, certainly not. During the campaign, I started campaigning in around January. And gradually, as the referendum got closer, we started to notice more of an outpouring of hatred. We were starting to get more abuse. Spitting was a common theme.
As Ibby.
Yeah.
As Ibby experienced.
Yeah. We had, you know, numerous... we had one person... I had one person accuse me of being a German sympathiser and that I wanted to revive the Third Reich, which...
As a Remain campaign.
As a Remain campaign, where we were trying to take a very internationalist message, you know, doesn't really square with that. We had members of the campaign given all kinds of abuse, you know, from misogynist comments to ageist comments. We had quite a few ageist comments, you know, you're young, you don't know what you're talking about, all that kind of stuff. A report was actually brought out yesterday, basically to do with hate crime, and it was outlined that from the period from April 2013 to March 2017, there's been 80,393 offences. 78% of these were offences actually recorded by the police linked to racial hatred, which shows you that, you know, racial hatred is very much the
primary.
The primary, yeah. I mean,
do you think that's perhaps because it's the most obvious sign that you're different?
Yeah. And I think...
It's the easiest target.
Based on the abuse we got during the referendum, I'm very much inclined to agree with that being the primary.
Honestly, I think these sentiments were always present, but the campaign that Nigel Farage led against Brexit... for Brexit, sorry, with his UKIP sentiment, I think that's emboldened people to really have a platform and actually, they think their speech is justified. And we have to remember that the statistics that we're seeing here are the ones that are being reported. There are many, on a daily basis, people go through hate and they just don't have the voice or the courage to actually come up and speak about it.
Speaking to people, one, less to do with the EU referendum, I've got a few points on that in a minute, but speaking to a lot of girls, so one girl said, no, I don't think I've ever experienced hate crime, but then she used to walk home a different way to avoid this group of men that would shout stuff at her, and I just think it's getting that message out there that is something that's worth talking about. In terms of EU, I think you're looking at, there's kind of three big issues. You've got people in the UK who are, they're full of hate, they've got no, you know, they've got a government which is giving them less and less, they've got, it's, you can see why they're angry. You've then got a police force which is under more and more pressure. Mm-hmm. Where are they getting these resources from? That they're being stretched. And then you've got people, potentially asylum seekers, refugees, who are not going to be that trusting of the authorities, and it's getting them to come forward. If there's a problem even with friends of mine coming forward, how are they going to find a voice and someone to go to talk about?
I just wanted to ask you, why do you think that it's taken such a long time for misogyny to be counted as a hate crime? Why do we jump to race and religion and then often we'll then go on to sexual orientation, but the idea of misogyny being a hate crime is a relatively new phenomenon? Why do you think that is?
I would say that in even conducting the surveys and speaking to people, that people tend to think that it's like sort of ingrained in the culture and it's seen widely as acceptable that certain comments are made. And because of that, and the view that, oh, it just happened and that's just something that goes on, people in the past maybe haven't necessarily thought it was worth reporting it to the police and... as a hate crime or just some sort of offence that's happened to them. And the more, and if you think about it, the more reports that you get of offences that kind of go on, that's the more likely that it is to change the law and to get people to partake in the conversation that misogyny should be recognised as a hate crime. So if in the past people haven't been coming forward on that because they've just seen it as something that's ingrained in the culture and something that just happens, then that's why possibly in the past it hasn't necessarily come to the forefront as something that should be recognised as a hate crime.
That was the Pulse's special on hate crime in Nottingham. You can tune in every weekday, 5 till 6, for the news that matters to you.
This is URN.